A Rodgers and Hammerstein show tune from the 1940s has an afterlife that appears eternal. WRTI's Meredy Dovelston has more.
You've heard this song in the theater, at the movies, and in a multitude of recordings. It's from the musical South Pacific, a Rodgers and Hammerstein creation that debuted just a few years after the devastation of World War II.
This song especially is a kind of idyllic moment in time that I think must have been especially resonant for an audience in 1949.
David Fox teaches American musical theater at the University of Pennsylvania. The idyllic moment encapsulated in the love of an older French expatriate for a young American nurse is all the more poignant as South Pacific unfolds, and as the effects of war, racial prejudice, and opportunism appear.
Much of the show, I think, is quite dark. It explores a world at war.
Fox says the original performance of Some Enchanted Evening by singer Ezio Pinza, who had retired from the Metropolitan Opera just a year earlier, became a benchmark for the hit.
The song itself is written in a key that could be sung by a popular singer, and it's not particularly difficult vocally. It needs a long legato line, and it has this difficult passage at the very end. The choice of Rodgers and Hammerstein to have a bass baritone like Ezio Pinza do it gives it a very particular vocal character.
That full operatic tone set the stage for the allure that followed, inspiring so many other artists, from Frank Sinatra to Harry Connick Jr. to Bob Dylan.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.